Welcome to Irwin High School, where tonight Tuscola takes on the Irwin Warriors for the Western Mountain Athletic Conference Girls Basketball Championship for the Western Mountain Athletic Conference Tournament. Hi, I'm Charles Allison, and I'm with my partner Mike Matthews here at Irwin High. And we'll be starting up here in about 5 minutes, Mike. Coming in here, Tuscola, it's kind of deja vu all over again. Saw Irwin last Friday night. Came away with a 45-34 win and was able to take the regular season conference championship with that victory. But tonight, things may be a little different.
Yeah, tonight's a little different with Amber Redmond playing. Amber Redmond didn't play the last time. She played in the first game, had a knee injury, but she came out, and she's a good athlete, make things different. But Tuscola, if they do what they're supposed to do, I think they're playing well the past couple games, communicating well, playing well as a group. So this ought to be a really exciting game, Charles.
Well, of course, as you mentioned, Amber Redmond, she's a 5'7" junior, went out with a knee injury earlier. I think they braced her up against Inca on Wednesday, and, of course, we saw part of that game, and Inca was ahead of Irwin at halftime and looked like they might salt that thing away, but Irwin come roaring back after halftime and wound up taking that game 60-52 to advance here to tonight. Of course, Tuscola got here by defeating T.C. Robertson in the first round 53-34 and then beat Asheville High over on – I'm sorry, I got the wrong score. Beat T.C. Robertson 53-34, beat Asheville 50-38 on Wednesday. Irwin won over West in the first round 59-45. So Irwin Warriors led by Matt Carpenter. Currently Irwin coming in at 18-7. Coach Gardner's Lady Mountaineers at 20-4. The only conference loss, Mike, was to these Irwin Warriors back on January 9th. Pretty handy loss, as I recall, but since then, Tuscola's been on a roll.
Yep.
And hope to finish it up tonight.
Yeah, a lot of good players on the court. It's going to come down to matchups, who shoots the ball well, who rebounds, who stays out of foul trouble. And Tuscola's going to have to keep Redmond and Amari Stover out of the paint. Don't let them dribble drive, and it's going to come down to rebounding. Tuscola's rebounding the ball real well, so excited to see what's going to happen here, Charles.
We're going to take a break. We'll get you started for the first half of Tuscola versus Irwin right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Life is disrupted. Basements flood. Security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. How can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline, ever. Generac has been designing and building home standby generators right here in the U.S. since 1959. Today, they're the number one brand in residential standby generators. Control your power. Control your life with a Generac home standby generator. For a free quote from your electric cooperative, call Haywood EMC at 828-452-2281. They can do a turnkey installation and even offer low interest financing to qualified members.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
And welcome back to Irwin High School, where we are getting ready to have the national anthem. The colors being presented by the Irwin High School ROTC unit. And the national anthem being followed by a moment of silence for the victims of the Parkland, Florida high school shooting. And now getting ready to get back to basketball. And, of course, Irwin playing at home, but is actually the lower seed. So their starter is being announced first, Keisha Mead. And we got Emily Willis, number 21, Omari Stover, Caitlin Messer, who gave us a real hard time last week. Mike. And finally, number 12, Ashlyn Wolf. So pretty much going with the same starting lineup that we saw last Friday night at home.
I bet you Tuscola's going to come out similar to the same lineup they've been having.
I would say so. Actually, Sierra Jackson going to start tonight.
Yeah. Gracie Glantz.
And, of course, Shelby Glantz. I would be rolling over here in my chair if she didn't start. Courtney Craigie. Went by practice yesterday. Courtney came over. They were doing some team pictures prior to practice, but Courtney came over and I think she got a little touch of the bug, but she told Coach that she felt like she could practice her defense real well, but really didn't want to tire herself out by shooting very much.
Looks like they're going with a little smaller, more athletic lineup to counter Redmond or what?
Actually, I don't know. Redmond's not
nice, but she's not going to be on the bench too long. I can guarantee you that, Charles.
But so Tuscola's shaking it up a little bit. And, of course, Faith Robinson starting in Faith the last 2 weeks has really kind of put this team on her back and carried them along the way. So we got Shelby Glantz going to jump it off against Caitlin Messer. And Tuscola already putting somebody deep in the corner down there. I believe that's Gracie Glantz with Emily Willis. And Irwin will win the tip and start this game with possession of the basketball.
Jackson on Wolf playing off, starting out there man-to-man.
Wolf now with it over right side, over to Meade.
Irwin playing a little four out, one in, trying to get the ball to Messer at the foul line.
Of course, Gracie Glantz going to take Messer here, so that's going to be a great matchup. Meade with it, now going to drive, and Gracie Glantz slaps it away. Shelby comes up with it. She'll bring it down, and all of Irwin seems to be collapsing on Shelby down in the corner. She'll bring it out, pick up her dribble, and tries to dish it off to Courtney Craigie. It's tipped away by Wolf, but Shelby able to get it back. Gracie now outside the arc. Ball fake. Going to now put the ball up. Going to be off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Messer. And it's 7-10-0-0 here, just starting Irwin versus Tuscola in this Mountain Athletic Conference championship game. Messer, two-point shot. Good. Now leading 2-0.
She makes that shot. She's going to be hard. She can shoot and drive the ball to the basket real well.
Irwin a little bit of a press. They'll back off now. Glantz with it, working right side, looks over to the bench. Now Jackson with it. She'll hit Craigie cutting across the free throw line. Now over to the left wing, Gracie Glantz will move it over to Faith Robbins. She's just going to dribble in, try to get up a shot, but she'll walk. So turnover to the Warriors at 6:36 here in the first quarter. Irwin leading 2-0. Meade now with it, left corner, upper corner, that is. Stover with it now. She'll give it over to Willis. Wolf now with it. Sierra Jackson is out on her.
Good job, Gracie Glantz, the front Messer there at the foul line, not letting her get the ball.
Irwin being very patient. Faith reaches, slaps the ball away out of bounds. It'll stay with Irwin. Irwin being very patient this series, looking for an opening. They'll inbound the basketball now to Wolf. Work at left side, Meade now going to dribble down around the side of the arc. Back out now, top Stover. She's going to try to drive by Faith Robinson. Faith will cut her off on the right side of the lane. Wolf now, jumper off the rim, no good, but Stover there. Puts a shoulder into Gracie Glantz, and then the ball is batted away by Glantz. And Shelby Glantz will come up with it.
Good job. Tuscola's going to have to box out. That's one of Irwin's strengths, is rebounding the basketball.
Jackson now with it, covered by Meade. They'll work left side. Shelby Glantz, jumper outside the arc, off the rim. No good. Goes the top of the backboard, though. And that'll be a turnover to the Irwin Warriors. Defense! Would love to see that thing down low to Gracie Glantz.
Yeah, I'd like him throw it inside a couple of times. But Irwin's got some good athletes inside, so it's, and they're playing a lot of pressure defense. It's going to be hard to get the ball inside.
Wolf leads Messer. Messer able to, she's trapped, able to give it back up to Stover. Stover going to drive middle of the lane. She'll miss the shot, but she's fouled.
Fouled by Faith Robinson. That's going to be key. We got to keep Faith out of foul trouble this evening. We need her on the court.
And speaking of keys to the game, keys to the game is sponsored by Crompton Auto Mart and Service Center on Delwood Road. Winter is coming. Go by and get your vehicle serviced for the harsh winter weather. Crompton's has quality buy here, pay here cars and trucks.
Yeah, Tuscola, they're going to have to rebound the basketball to be successful this evening.
Stover's free throw, no good. And Gracie Glantz come down with a rebound, so it's still 2-0. Neither free throw good for Stover. Jackson now, three-pointer off the rim, and I was sort of hoping Sierra would be the one to get it started.
Yep.
She usually is. And that ball will go out of bounds Irwin.
They'll get it going. Got to keep shooting those open shots, play with confidence, and play good defense because that's what always travels. Defense always travels.
And Craigie gets hung up. Meade going to drive baseline. Not there. Gracie Glantz, another rebound. And that so far has been key.
It's a good job of officiating right there. There was contact, but it had nothing to do with it, so they let that go. We got a good officiating crew on this game.
Sierra goes around a screen set by Shelby Glantz up top. Now over to the left side to Craigie. We got Craigie and Shelby Glantz both on this side. Messer comes out on Shelby Glantz. It's a cutting Sierra. Jackson tries to go up. It's batted away. She's able to keep the basketball. Now we got a screen, and I believe that's going to go on Gracie Glantz, moving screen up top.
Here comes Redmond.
All right, Redmond now in the game. First we've seen her, did not get to see her, of course, back last Friday night. Appears to be moving fairly well. Stover with it now. She's going to drive inside the arc, dump it off to Wolf. Wolf grabs baseline, shot no good. Redmond over the top of Craigie.
Yep.
And foul Redmond's first act basically to pick up a foul. And that could be important.
That could be a key to the game, get her in a little foul trouble. They got her playing where they had Messer. They're going to put her at the foul line, play four out. And Kriege's going to guard her because she's left-handed and try to get her to drive in the paint once they get her the ball.
Craigie now with it. She's going to drive it. She'll go down to the block, pull back out. There's Faith Robinson, 16-foot jumper off the rim. No good, just not falling so far for the Mountaineers. Still 2-0, though, as we hit 3:55 in the first quarter. Wolf with it, dribbling up top. Jackson out on her, and she'll lose the basketball off her foot and a backcourt violation. So another opportunity for the Mountaineers to try to tie this thing up.
They just got to keep doing what they're doing. Take the shots they've been taking all year. Drive the ball to the basket. Don't play any different. Good things will happen to them, hopefully.
Craigie, right side now to Sierra Jackson. She's going to go into the corner. Now drive. Layup, no good. Gets her own rebound. She is going to be fouled by Messer, shooting two.
Good job by Sierra Jackson. Stay with that. Get the offensive rebound and go right back up. Drawing that foul on Messer.
That will be second team foul, first on Messer. Jackson in the act of shooting, so she'll go to the line.
Starting to have a good crowd in here, Charles.
First shot is good. Of course, following this game tonight, the boys' championship game will be AC Reynolds and North Buncombe, the number one and two seeds. And, of course, being over here in Buncombe County should be easy for all those fans to get out and support their teams tonight. Jackson, second free throw, no good, so it's 2-1.
Offensive rebound by Gracie Glantz.
So Tuscola will keep possession. Jackson trying to get some folks moved where she wants them. Craigie gets it now. She's going to drive. She's shut off by Wolf. She's going to try a little runner. Good.
Good shot by Courtney Craigie right there.
3-2 as we hit 3:14 and counting first quarter. Tuscola with the lead. And going to get tied up. Messer now with it. She'll put up a layup. No good. Rebounded by Stover, but tipped away from behind by Shelby Glantz. Glantz with the rebound. Stover reaches in. No call.
Good job by Faith Robinson to contest shots and not draw a foul. Good job on her part.
Irwin now has Allie Jones in the game. Faith now going to drive in the lane. She'll put it up. No good. Rebound by Messer. Faith now hustling back. Better be careful here. Sierra Jackson going to tire Wolf up along the left sideline in front of Tuscola's bench.
Tuscola has the ball. Possession arrow to Tuscola.
Two to Mountaineers. So Tuscola's certainly getting their chances. Just shots aren't falling so far. Craigie now Jackson for outside the arc. Off the rim. Not there. Robinson fighting for it with Messer. Ball's out of bounds.
Good job by Faith Robinson to stay with that. We got a bad angle right here. I can't really tell. If I reach over, I'll fall over the rep balcony, Charlie.
I believe it's Tuscola's basketball. We're right over the top of them, so we can't really see what's going on below us. Ball inbounded to Glantz. She'll work left corner, Gracie Glantz. Nothing there. She'll come out. And she'll go ahead and take a shot off the rim. Not really her forte. And
yeah, that's a little hurried shot right there.
Allie Woods comes up with it. She'll bring it up the left side. Now over to Stover. Wolf trying to cut in. Sierra able to get the angle on her. So now they'll take it back up top, back over to Allie Jones. I think I called her Woods just a minute ago. Wolf now, right side, going to try to hit a leading pass to Messer. Messer will drive in and gets around Robinson and Gracie Glantz. Faith a little leery of fouling there, so Messer gets the shot up. Yep. Trapping now. Craigie kicks it over to Jackson. She'll cross midcourt with it. She's got numbers if she'll go. Layup no good. Tipped by Redmond, and she'll pull in the rebound.
Skull's got to keep that ball on one side of the court so they can get a better help side.
And into Stover at the block. She'll try to put up a shot. Good position now by Faith. Boxing out Allie Jones, and she'll come down with a rebound. So now it's still Irwin 4. Tuscola 3.
Faith doing a good job on the board so far today.
Craigie now, Glantz shot. Off the rim, not there. Rebound Stover.
This might be the lowest first scoring all year for Tuscola.
Both
teams probably.
Redmond trying to hit it inside to Stover, and it's batted away. And I believe Irwin's going to keep possession. And it was a risky pass, trying to hit Messer in the middle of the paint. With both Glantz sisters there. Mariah Husky now going to check in for Craigie, so I imagine Jackson will move up to handling the basketball. Will Glantz. Ball's in the corner now to Wolf. Back up top, Redmond. And screen set by Messer on Husky. Redmond kind of loses the handle, able to get it back. That's a hip into Husky's leg. No call.
If she would have kept using it and going around that, that's nice.
Glantz runs into Messer.
Gracie's second right there. If she would have kept driving the basketball around that, they probably would have called that. But since she stopped, but you're right, she was putting that hip in there.
Got to fight through that.
Then again, that's a good no call right there when nothing really comes of it. Unless you pull them for Tuscola, then you probably went that foul.
That's a horrible call.
You know, yeah, it's a horrible call. But.
And clock running now at 30 seconds. Meade with it. And gets it to Messer at the block. She'll kick it back out. And we've got Ashley Arwine in the game now for Tuscola.
Good job by Faith jumping in the passing lane right there.
Screen trying to be set up high by Messer. And they'll work it in, and a steal by Faith Robinson. We got 7 seconds, plenty of time, trying to handle the basketball. Needs to get it to a shooter, a little too much. And be good! Holy cow, outside the volleyball line before the buzzer. Sierra Jackson, that should put
downtown.
The score.
NBA 3.
That was
NBA 3 right there.
I thought she might could come in and take a step or two, but she held off, but it's...
Fired it up with confidence, and it went down.
It went down, and that's the first one that we've had that has finally gone in. So it's now 6-4. We'll take a break. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming coming back to you live at Irwin High School Western Mountain Athletic Conference Girls Championship game. As we get ready to start the second quarter, Sarah Jackson finally kind of breaks the ice here.
Good job by Faith Robinson, just playing a good four game. Got that rebound, drove the ball down court quickly and lost the ball, and Sarah Jackson fired it up.
So Tuscola now leading as we start the second quarter 6-4, but Messer now going to drive in for Irwin and a layup good. So we're back to a tie score. And Irwin going to try to put on a little press here. They'll back off. Ball down to Husky. She'll try to dump it into Faith Lowe. Faith, little turnaround jumper, not there. Rebound by Redmond. And they'll get it to Messer. Messer going to drive baseline around Husky.
And got to keep Messer out of the paint. She's a left-handed player, going to drive right to the basket. Got to find a way to contain that.
So it's now 8-6, and Husky loses the handle on the basketball. And it's off the foot of an Irwin player, and Meade comes up with it. Now to Redmond. Glance, and Glance will get the foul.
Could have been a kick ball right there, Charles. I mean, the ball, but it sort of passed at her foot, but it hit her in the foot. A lot of, you would have seen that a lot of times called a kick though.
Ball. They don't call it as much as they used to.
No.
So it's now 8-6 with Redmond going to the line. A foul on Glance, Shelby Glance. That'll be her first, team fourth.
First point from someone other than Messer for Irwin.
And Redmond's second free throw, no good. Arwine out rebounds Messer there, so it's 9-6. Irwin with a lead. And Shelby going to work right side. She'll go to the corner and a
that's
whistle.
That's key. That's second one on Messer there,
and
Charles.
Second, that should slow things down a little bit for Messer now. Picks up her second with a block. And Craigie now going to check back in for Husky.
Coach Carpenter's going to keep her on the court. I'd go right to Shelby Glantz, who's Messer's guarding. Tell her to drive the ball to the basket.
Craigie now works around screens by Sierra Jackson. Arwine trying to get position now on Wolf. Shelby now up top. Messer goes around her. Shot good, 3 points. We're back to being a tie ball game. 9-9, 6:40 here. Second quarter and a loose ball. Meade overthrows Jones. Can't handle it. It'll go out of bounds to the Mountaineers.
Coach Carpenter's going to get her out. Nope. They think Tuscola needs to realize that whoever's Messer's guard needs to take her to the basket. Get that third one. That would be really big.
Put the pressure on.
That'd be really big.
Craigie now with it. Bringing it across midcourt.
She's still going to guard Shelby Glantz.
Screen set by Faith. Down low, but the ball's left side. Glantz, turnaround jumper not there. Faith tries to move into position, but nobody's on Messer, and she'll out-rebound her for it. Wolf now over the left side. Messer. And Messer gives it to Meade. Meade going to try to throw up a layup. Arline gets a hand on it, not able to save it.
Good, well, hard-played basketball game here.
Willis tried to save the ball from going out of bounds. She tipped it, but I think it hit out of bounds anyway.
Irwin's
going
to apply whole-court pressure right here. This is how they were successful when we played over here in January the first time.
9-9, Tuscola and Irwin tied. Craigie takes it to the middle underneath the basket, gets it to Glantz. Glantz will push it across. She needs to take it. She'll bounce pass it to Faith Robinson, a little jumper. Good. I thought Shelby might take it to the rack, but passed it off.
Good decision by Shelby.
Wolf now, long jumper, not there. Probably not what Coach Carpenter wants at this point. Rebounded by Shelby Glantz. And a chance. And Meade trying to put pressure on. The ball tipped away, but Shelby will come up with it. Arwine sets the screen on Messer. Willis will switch off. And Shelby Glantz just kind of loses the handle. Wolf right there takes it away.
Yeah, just bad spacing right there.
Got to be careful, Faith, right here. Messer going to drive in, foul on Craigie.
Yeah, just bad spacing right there. Shelby dribbling the ball, maybe a little bit too much, and Craigie didn't have anywhere to go and ended up turning the ball over.
And that's Craigie's first foul. So five on Tuscola, but Messer in the act of shooting. First free throw up and off the back of the rim and then the side, no good. So we got Frisbee now going to check in. Bria Frisbee, she'll go back with Faith Robinson. Messer's second one is good, so it's 11-10. Irwin going to go to press. Frisbee now runs back up, t- takes Jackson, and she'll reach in and draw the foul.
Good job by Sierra. Got to dribble that ball hard through it if you're going to go.
Frisbee, her first foul, team fourth. Shelby glanced a little lackadaisical getting that ball in. If Wolf had ran up there, and a long pass now to Jackson. She's driving, and
yeah,
Frisbee going to cut in front of her.
I think Irwin's trying to speed up the tempo to keep the ball out of Shelby Glantz's hands.
So the ball's out of bounds off Frisbee. Inbound now from baseline to Shelby Glantz. Right side, cross-court looping pass. Craigie able to get it. Screen set by Arwine, then around Jackson. Glantz shot. In and in. Good. So
good
Shelby
shot.
Starting to kind of heat up now. 14-10. Stover now works it right corner to Frisbee. Stover in front of Shelby Glantz. They'll give it to Wolf. Ashlyn Wolf now working left side. Emily Willis. Willis way out. The screen by Messer on Arwine to try to free him up. Frisbee now gets it over to Stover. Stover way out on the left wing. She'll swing it around over to Wolf. Ashlyn Wolf. Now Messer with it. That's who they'll want to have the ball in the hands of.
Let him stay out there. Faith just needs to back off a little bit. She wants
Arwine
to drive
come
to the basket.
Up and
out.
Misses the layup. Rebound Shelby Glantz, but she loses the handle. Stover tips it away. Now Faith Robinson with it. And there'll be a foul.
Be
nope, that's going to go on Stover.
Stover, I was sort of wishing there.
I don't know. It wouldn't hurt go ahead and get one on Stover.
Is it bad to wish for a foul on a player, Charles? Is that?
Given our little discussion before the game, I don't know. We may have to punish ourselves later.
Yes.
14-10. Tuscola with the lead as we hit 3:45 in the second quarter. Game's moved actually pretty fast.
Very fast game.
And started out pretty low scoring. Glantz now working around Messer and got to be careful dribbling into traffic there. A little jumper. And it's Shelby will be fouled.
Wait a minute, who is it? Yes. So
30. Messer picks up her third.
Messer
very important.
Her third one.
So by not wishing that foul on the player, it came true. Glantz. Free throw, good.
I think I heard two fouls, but I was the third one, I believe.
That's what I thought. She's still in there. Because I had my fouls matched what was on the scoreboard. So it's 16-10, 3:25 to go. Well, I've got six fouls on my sheet, and there's six fouls on the board, and a rebound. Messer's shot, no good, rebounded by Redmond. She'll pull it back out. Irwin will try to start over offensively.
Tuscola playing back off man-to-man, doing a good job.
Redmond now with it up top. Messer coming to set the screen. Redmond will dump it off. Messer going to drive that left side of the lane. Her and Faith Robinson bump, and the ball just kind of gets loose. And
good defense.
Messer just
Faith.
Basically comes to a stop. Kind of a surprise. Thinks she was going to get a foul and didn't get it. Frisbee now reaches in on Jackson. And now finally Frisbee with a foul called. That foul on Bria Frisbee, her second. And they were going to let him go for a while. Finally.
They're never going to let him play. It's a little bit like soccer, too. There's advantage, disadvantage.
Once Jackson got down on the ground, I think the advantage was on Irwin. Jackson here now going to shoot. I guess we're in the bonus. They're 1-1. Jackson's first free throw, good. Jackson's second free throw rattles around and in, 18-10. And Tuscola hopefully can keep up this defensive pressure. Messer loves that left baseline, left side of the lane, gets her on rebound, and whoa, wait a minute. I think we got a whistle.
Yeah, she sort of lowered her shoulder right there.
Faith Robinson going to pick up her second foul, and everybody came to a stop, never really heard the whistle. And Messer misses the free throw, so it's still 18-10. Ashlyn Young-Scabato going to check in, give Faith the break. First we've seen of her. The key to that's going to be getting position on Messer and try to keep her ride her back out of that side of the lane she wants to go to. And the second free throw is good. And Coach Carpenter going to take a timeout. And we'll stay right here with 2:38 to go. Tuscola leading right now, 18-11. And just to let you know, of course, state playoffs will start next week. NCHSAA will begin their bracket and seeding work early Saturday morning. And usually those get released about noon or so for review. And then coaches have until about 2 o'clock to make sure everything looks right. And then usually the final brackets will be out around 3 or 3:30. So things have worked a little better than they have in the past. I can remember the first few years they tried that. Everybody would try to get on the internet and it crashed the state's website. Yeah. So I think they've at least added some more bandwidth in Chapel Hill to kind of handle the load. They weren't expecting it. But hoping for 2 home games on Tuesday, but we won't know that till sometime Saturday afternoon. And, of course, you can stay tuned to all the local media outlets, including WPTL, and we'll get you that information just as soon as it's available. Tuscola will inbound the basketball now. Craigie with it. She'll work left side. Sierra Jackson. She'll work right around a screen by Shelby Glantz, and Frisbee comes out there, and she just passes and gives it up to Meade. I think she was expecting Young-Scabato to come get it.
Oh.
And a drive to baseline by Redmond, and Young-Scabato there just gets the foul.
Just tough break right there for Tuscola. Could have been pushed, ended up turning the ball over, which leads to Meade shooting these foul shots.
She'll miss her first one, so it's still 18-11. 2:19 to go here before halftime. Meade's second shot is up and good. Rebound. Arwine will take it out. Get it to Craigie. So Craigie up top. Arwine sets a screen left side for Glantz. Craigie now working right to Young-Scabato. Young-Scabato tries to work baseline on Messer. And Young-Scabato, and that's about the quickest jump ball I've ever seen called.
Still Tuscola's ball, though.
I was looking for Irwin to come up with a turnover there. And the official blew his whistle, and we got a jump ball. And Husky now going to get Young-Scabato out. So Arwine still out there, I guess, really in place of Faith at this point. And kind of a little soft pass into Arwine, cut in the middle. It's going to be tipped away by Redmond. So Tuscola needing to be a little more careful with the basketball here.
Got Kamisha Meade with her hands all over Shelby Glantz. Shelby has to be a player, and she can draw that foul.
All right, screening up top now with it. Sierra Jackson with Husky on the other side. Husky calls the play. Works it left now, Craigie. Craigie now almost loses the handle there to Sierra Jackson. Sierra now spin move on Frisbee. She'll work out now, trap in the corner. Craigie open, could drive in, steps inside the arc. Shot in and out of the rim, no good. Rebound to Arwine, but it's tipped out by Messer. Gotta get stronger. That's what the weight room is for. Gonna go in now to Redmond, back out. Wolf now loses the handle, but it's tipped and fouled by Ashley Arwine. Her first. So Ashlyn Wolf now will go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. First shot up and good. Caitlin Taylor now going to come in and give Messer a break.
Yeah, probably taking her out with a minute 18 and a half. She doesn't get
Up that next foul. Second free throw is on the way, and it's also good. So it's 18-14 now. Tuscola not scoring here in the last couple of minutes. Minute 12 and counting. Craigie with it. She'll work left side to Husky. Husky, Jackson not really open. Cuts into Arwine. Arwine gets it back out. Jackson. Jackson, jumper outside the arc. Not there. Shelby Glantz going to tip it out. And it's going to go out of bounds to Tuscola off of Frisbee. So 55.8 to go. Mike, you wonder right now, should Tuscola just hold it for the last one?
I'd try to get a couple shots if I could get the ball down low. They got a mismatch with Shelby, but if she decides to go down inside.
Craigie now dribbling around outside, working the right side. Now screened by Glantz. Down to Arwine. She's going to drive the block. Shot over the rim. Not there. Rebound Mead. And now Redmond.
Good job.
Shot up and good and count it. Husky with a foul.
Good job by Irwin right there.
So that's going to give Husky her first foul. And a bonus shot for Redmond.
I'm a little miffed at the lineup Tuscola has on the court.
18-17. Yeah, Arwine on offense. Our strongest suit there, but I guess.
I'm not yet. It could be something going on. Who knows?
Well, Faith with two fouls, I'm sure now as we hit 26 seconds to go and counting, just trying to hang on and keep her from picking up another foul.
It's a good lineup, but it's just not a scoring line. Best scoring lineup Tuscola can put out there.
Jackson with it now. Clock hits 13. Jackson will pull it out. Swinging down to Shelby Glantz. She'll go ahead and shoot it. Nope, there. And that's Caitlin Taylor gets her hands on it. Goes to Husky. Wait a minute. We've got, everybody kind of stopped like there was a whistle. But
Husky could have fired that thing
out. Yeah, she had a chance to get a shot off, but she thought the clock, the game had expired. Quarter had expired.
It's a low scoring but a good ball game. It's going to be a good second half right here.
So it's 18-17 as we go to the break. When we come back, it'll be time for the Hometown Hardware Halftime Show. We'll be back right after this.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Back to Charles and Mike here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Mike Matthews with you. It is time for the Hometown Hardware Halftime Show, brought to you by Hometown Hardware with three locations, one near you. Hometown Hardware has all your hardware, paint, and plumbing supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. And Mike, Tuscola at one point with an 18-11 lead and still got the lead, but now cut 18-17 here at halftime.
Yeah, they just, just not shooting the basketball well. And of course, Irwin's playing real good defense, making it a little bit hard. But come out in the second half so you can knock down some shots. Scoring-wise, Faith Robinson has two. Sierra Jackson has six. Courtney Kriege, two. Shelby Glantz has eight. In the foul situation, Faith Robinson has two. Gracie Glantz has two. Courtney Kriege, one. Shelby Glantz, one. Ashley Arwine, one. And Young Scovato has one for Irwin. Kiesha Mead has 1 point. Ashlyn Wolf has two. Amber Redmond has four. And Caitlin Messer has 10. Foul-wise, Frisbee has two. Amber Redmond has one. Stover has one. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Caitlin Messer has three.
That's what we thought. At numbers match. But unless they don't flash the numbers of the players here on the scoreboard. So we're not 100% sure. But we both had her down for three. So We'll say that till somebody lets us know. I guess we'll find out if she picks up two more. But, of course, as we mentioned earlier, North Carolina State High School Athletic Association will set up their brackets and seating come Saturday morning. Hopefully those brackets initially will be released sometime about midday. Coaches will get a chance to review them, find any mistakes that may be made, and hopefully around 2 or 3 o'clock the final brackets will be out. And all hopes are that both Tuscola boys and Tuscola girls will get a home game this Tuesday night. And, of course, the way the sequence of these playoff games go in state tournament play. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday are how the rounds will go next week. And, of course, we hope Tuscola girls should have a fairly high seed, at least in the West. So we'll have to see how things turn out. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll have more of the Hometown Hardware Halftime Show. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
And we're joining us back here at Tuscola Sports Radio at Irwin High School, where the girls championship game of the Western Mountain Athletic Conference tournament being held tonight. Of course, following this game, number one seed Reynolds will take on number two seed North Buncombe in the boys game, and that game should be quite good, Mike.
Should be good, depending on her Dyer not going to be able to play, or I don't think he's going to be able to play, unless but you never know.
Unless they did some tremendous rehab work.
Right, but that game's going to come down to who shoots the ball well. They're both three-point shooting team, and so it should be interesting. But this one ought to be a good second half, 18-17. It's just a matter of who's going to make some shots. A real good defense, been a lot of flow to it, but no one can seem to get going because of the defense. And
Messer seeming to be the only real consistent thing going on either side tonight.
Right,
Caitlin Messer for the Irwin Warriors. And, of course, we've got her down for three fouls, but they left her out there. She did take one break. That appeared to be just sort of the normal rest rotation for Irwin.
Of course, Tuscola, they don't have their scores. It's been a mismatched lineup that we haven't seen all year. There could be reasons for that that I'm not privy to, but we'll see what happens in the second half. Maybe they were waiting, saving everybody for the second half.
Faith Robinson,
sure.
Of course, came out with two fouls and pretty much stayed there. And Gracie Glantz went out pretty early with two.
Faith has done that, maybe the case.
Maybe just trying to hang on and save them for the second half.
Faith has done a real good job playing defense.
She just did.
Don't have any continuity when it comes to what they're trying to do on the offensive side. But a lot of that has to do with Irwin is making it very difficult. They're taking pretty much denying Shelby Glantz the basketball, making it real difficult. So we'll see if Coach Gardner came up with something at halftime. Or,
of course, that was what their game plan was in that first game we played Irwin, was to force Shelby to go against her natural shot. And, of course, with Faith out, they're not really able to get it down low, and Faith just kind of has a different presence down there than some of the other post players for Tuscola. Of course, as you may have heard, by now, Coach J.T. Postel, assistant coach at Tuscola High School, was promoted this week to head football coach at Tuscola, and we've got him lined up for whatever playoff game we get Tuesday at home to come chat with us on Tuesday night, so you want to tune in for that, I'm sure. And also, I don't know if you saw the paper today, but they went ahead and released the game date for Tuscola Pisgah football.
Okay.
So it will be on August 31st. I believe that's week three. which is most people's opinion, way too early. And, of course, the article even mentioned from Coach Chappell that he would like to play it a little later also. But with Tuscola getting moved into the MAC and it's a nine-team conference, all those non-conference games have to be knocked out of the way pretty early.
Makes it hard schedule.
Makes it hard. Well, we're going to take one more break. When we get back, we'll get ready for the second half. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
As part of Duke Life Point Healthcare, Heywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and Life Point Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Heywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myheywoodregional.com.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Irwin High School, where Tuscola and Irwin girls are fighting it out for the tournament championship. As we go in to start the second half, Irwin will have possession of the basketball. Tuscola leading 18-17. And Mike, first quarter very low scoring, and in fact, overall, the game's been low scoring so far.
Yeah, a lot more points. Tuscola, I think, put up 10 and Irwin 14. And now we're back. See what happens here in the third quarter.
Wolf with it now, working right side to Stover. Stover will pick up a dribble. Robinson comes out on her. Now over to Meade. Swinging it around over to Allie Jones to start the second half. Meade now with it, going to drive in the lane. Goes up and Faith Robinson gets the basketball and then loses it and able to get it back in, and she's going to have to be careful. Meade, they're going to let them scrap it out.
Yep.
Faith got to be careful with those elbows. They will call that. And so Tuscola now with the basketball, start their first offensive possession. They're going to lead a pass to Gracie Glantz. She's got to go to the floor for it. After it gets away, jump ball will go to Tuscola. That was a lot of work and bruising.
Coach Gardner tried to get a timeout, but couldn't get the timeout. And knowing that.
Trying to hang really on to that possession.
Of course, she had to air. The timeout, she had to air.
So the ball's in now to Craigie to Shelby Glantz, and she just loses it, and Meade steals it away. She'll get the layup. Shelby holds up, not the foul. And Irwin will play off. So Irwin now with their first lead in a while, 19-18. Since early in the first quarter. Shelby Glantz with it now, working left side. She's going to go ahead, drive baseline, dump it over to the other side. Gracie Glantz, jump shot's going to be short. I don't think Gracie was expecting it, really.
No, I thought Shelby put that one up.
Gracie traps baseline, and the pass gets away. Wolf hits Messer, driving for the basket, and now it's 21-18.
Yeah, Tuscola's got to try to find a way to score the basketball.
Craigie going to take a jumper. Good. Three-pointer, and we're back tied.
That helps right there. Big shot by Courtney Craigie.
Messer will swing it around right side to Meade. She'll go ahead and take a jumper in and out, and Robinson going to come down with it. Stover on her. She ought to be able to, and she will dribble by her and give it to Shelby Glantz.
Good job by Faith rebounding the basketball.
Shelby needing to be careful stopping there at midcourt. She'll hit cut. Sierra Jackson cutting baseline, basket good.
Two-man game right there by Tuscola.
23-21, Tuscola back with the lead. And almost chance for Gracie for a steal.
She tried. Got Gracie Glantz guarding. Messer's been their big scorer so far this evening.
Messer going to go around Gracie. She'll drive into Faith Robinson, hits her hip. Gracie Glantz will come down with the rebound and a foul. And that's going to go on Messer. Well, they're just now saying it's third. So somebody got one we missed.
Yes.
Or they gave it to somebody else, but that's now her third.
No one seems to be complaining, so I'm pretty sure they're correct. And once again, I'm incorrect.
Well, I had it too.
Shelby now going to work left side. Meet out on her. Faith going to set a screen. Gracie now with it. She'll drive by Messer. Kick it back out. Robbins now going to go to the lane. She'll put it up. Shot.
Oh no.
That's going to be a charge.
That could have been on Messer. Good job by Messer. Tough break there for Gracie. Yeah.
Faith.
Was that on Faith?
That'll be on Faith. Her third. No move to substitute. Messer with it now. Screen set by. And it's going to be a foul on Redmond. She moved into Gracie Glantz. And Gracie hit the floor, did what she needed to do. And I think that's what's going to have to happen. The acting is going to have to increase. That's Redmond's second. Tuscola with the basketball. Right side on the wing. Faith now going to drive by Emily Willis, but she'll lose the basketball. It's tipped away. Out of bounds, back to Tuscola.
Good drive by Faith, just couldn't get all the way to the basket.
Sierra will inbound it for Tuscola. She'll go up high to Gracie Glantz. Gracie now working left side around Messer. She's going to put
good
it up.
Foul on Messer. Got Messer's fourth. That's her fourth one right there.
Now, if they say three. And Messer knows it. She's coming to the bench. Critical play by Gracie Glantz. Of course, out. A lot of the first half when she picked up her second foul.
Good job by Gracie realizing who was on her. I hope she realized who was on her. Took it all right to the basket. Tried a left-handed layup. Very good play for a freshman right there. Well, she's not a freshman this time
of
year.
Not this time.
Not anymore.
And in and out and in and off the back of the backboard and in. 24-21. And Frisbee will check in for Messer. So a little surprised they're not getting somebody a little bigger on the post. Meade comes down with the rebound. Gracie misses the second free throw. Wolf with it now. She'll get it down in the block to Redmond. Kick it back out. Wolf going to shoot it. Not there. Gracie and Faith both trying to rebound. Now the ball's on the floor. We got Frisbee and Gracie Glantz tied up. Jump ball will go to the Warriors.
Irwin will keep the basketball.
24-21, 4:18 to go here, third quarter.
Amber Redmond's going to have to step up here right now if Irwin's going to score the basketball.
Messer got a whistle, and I guess a five-second
call. 5 seconds.
We can't tell because we can't see.
I mean, Messer has 12 points compared to the other, has outscored everybody else.
She's got 12 out of the 21 for Irwin.
Yep. Thank you with the math there, Charles. I'm going to try to do some kind of
some kind of fake man. Oh, and a running shot inside. One-hander jumper by Shelby Glantz. It's 26-21, and we're hitting under 4 minutes to go here, third quarter. Frisbee now right side, swings it around. Wolf, give it to Redmond. Craigie will come out on her. Irwin will spread out in this 1-4 pattern. And Redmond tries to drive in, and she walks, and she runs into Faith Robinson.
Lost the basketball and then re-caught it. Good call by Mr. Harris right there. If you pull him for Tuscola, if you're not, he might not like that call.
And, of course, Tuscola now needs to take full advantage of this opportunity and try to enhance this score. And Shelby now, and she dribbles around, and finally a reach in by Meade on Shelby Glantz. Shelby may be handling on to it a little too long.
Yeah, and Irwin Bench was hollering for a five-second call right there, closely guarded. I haven't seen much yet this year.
No, once or twice. Jackson needs to get it in. Into Glantz, Gracie Glantz. She'll drive around, needs to be careful with the turnaround, and a foul by Redmond. As Gracie Glantz attempts to go to the basket, and Tuscola finally, Mike, is trying to push this thing inside and start to draw.
Good going to the basket by Gracie. She had Shelby in the corner, but she chose to take it strong, which has worked out well for them.
Redmond foul. I believe that's her third.
That's what I have.
And Gracie's first free throw is good. 27-21. Husk and Coach Carpenter are going to take a timeout. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. It's 3:23.
Yeah, they're going to have a hard time scoring the basketball with Messer out. So
So we'll see how long Coach Carpenter decides to keep her out. And Tuscola's doing a lot better driving the ball to the basket. Good things are happening to them by not settling for these jump shots, and they're going to the basket, which is just creating trouble for Irwin, which is got him this advantage.
Of course, right now still only a two-possession game, but Irwin really not showing much of a outside shot tonight. They pretty much rode the back of Messer down the left side of that lane, her favorite shot. So Gracie will go to the free throw line to shoot her second one. It's up off the rim, no good. Redmond will rebound. Robinson will come down on her on the left side. They'll hit Willis at the post. Back out top, Frisbee jumper, good. I may have spoke too soon.
Yeah, big shot right there for Irwin, penetrating and kicking.
27-24, will hit 3 minutes. Meade almost tried to fight through a screen by Husky. Runner by
good job
Shelby
by
Glass,
Faye
not there.
Robinson,
Faith drives in underneath, rebound, shot is good.
Real good job by Faith Robinson.
29-24, and we're going to have a foul now on this end.
Sierra Jackson.
That foul on Sierra.
Her first.
So, nothing really hurt there. Stover back in now. Redmond's still out there. Frisbee with it now. She'll give it over to Wolf. Wolf trying to hit Stover at the block. Stover will pick it up, give it back out to Wolf. Jumper off the rim, no good. Stover there to get the rebound. Gets it to Wolf, batted away by Gracie Glantz when Frisbee tries to go up with a shot.
She is long to shoot over.
Has a bright future.
Yes, she does.
Irwin going to spread it out here a little bit. And Wolf now going to try to drive, batted away by Shelby Glantz, and she'll get the rebound. And whatever that is, that's not going to work for Irwin, I think, in this lineup.
Defense by Glantz.
The glancing blow, as you call it. Jackson now with it. She's going to dribble left side. She goes inside the arc, spin around, come back out. Tries to hit eight. And in the lane, she'll kick it back out. Gracie Glantz, shot, good. Three-pointer. And that'll put it up 32-24. Coach Carpenter calling for Frisbee to go to the corner. That's Meade going to go over there instead.
Yeah, trying to find somebody to isolate, but there's not a messer on the court.
Frisbee now. Redmond and Frisbee passing it back. Meade will cut up across the top of the lane. Stover now with it up top. Right side to Wolf.
Now they got Redmond in the middle.
Gives it up. Husky on Redmond. Meade works around, tries to work a screen by Wolf. Jackson working her, about lost the ball. Stover comes in behind, tries to set a screen, but give it up.
Good job by Tuscola playing defense without reaching, without fouling, making it very difficult for Irwin here.
We just hit a minute to go here, third quarter.
Now they're isolating, got a 1-4 with everybody on the baseline. So
Redmond going to drive in, and I'm afraid, I believe that one's going to go on Faith. Yep.
Yes, that's her fourth. That's what they were trying to do, isolate Faith and Redmond, put everybody on the baseline, and basically played one on a...
In that situation, you'd kind of hope that Husky and Faith would switch off there.
Yeah, or you can run somebody at her to get the ball out of her hand so you don't have to deal with that.
What we just had to deal with.
Just run two at her, and she's going to have to give it up, or you trap her.
Coach Gardner discussing that call with the official. So it's now 32-25. Tuscola still leading, 45 seconds and counting. Glantz now going to cross midcourt, give it over to Husky. Mariah working off a screen set by Gracie Glantz. Going to drive, baseline layup, good!
Good drive by Mariah Husky right there, taking it all the way to the basket.
And I think Irwin was looking for her to give it up, and she just took it all the way to the baseline, and a layup was good. Redmond now with it. I guess now they're going to try to work Shelby Glantz.
See, now they're going to drop down and do the same thing. They're just isolating Redmond, but she got Kriege on her. Kriege's a little quick.
We're hitting 12 and counting.
Got Shelby sitting in the middle, so she drives to the basket. You got a Glantz defender in the middle.
Kriege now going to go. Redmond goes around Kriege. Layup good. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Tuscola leading 34-27. We'll take a break. But before we take a break, Mike's going to tell you about our sponsor.
Yeah, Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, and Haywood Regional Medical Center.
We'll not take a break. We'll just keep it right here.
Yeah, so sitting up 7 points, Messer's going to have to come back. If Tuscola just keeps playing aggressive on the offensive end, they're doing a better job of getting the ball inside. It's going to be a real good fourth quarter, and this is going to determine the prize for the conference right here, Charles, in about 8 minutes.
So one quarter to go, at least. Tuscola leading 34-27. Irwin with five fouls. Actually, I think Tuscola's got five fouls. Irwin's got three.
Yep.
And
Tuscola has to just keep playing aggressive and play good defense without fouling what they're doing, and Messer's still off the court. So Tuscola just got to keep playing aggressive, take the ball to the basket.
Tuscola will start the fourth quarter with possession of the basketball. Craigie now will bring it across midcourt. Working right side now. Husky with it. Swings it over to Gracie Glantz. Gracie tries to dump it into Husky, and stolen away by Redmond. Gracie now, and Gracie got her hands and blocked it, but that's going to be a foul with the body. So that's going to be Gracie's third. So Redmond will shoot two. That's 14 foul on Tuscola. So actually, I had the foul totals wrong. Redmond, first free throw good. So I guess we'll look for them to push it at Gracie now. Redmond shot good, 34-29. And I think the key here, Mike, is Tuscola not start playing tentative here.
No, they got to keep being aggressive, just what Shelby's doing.
Shelby, turnaround jumper, no good. Nobody there to rebound. Stover will get it. Everybody was outside when Glantz went up with the shot.
So going to try to get the ball to Redmond, isolate on Kriege. Here it comes, Redmond
now going to try to drive around Kriege. Jackson and Husky collapse and cut her off. So Stover with it now up top. Coach Carpenter now directing.
Trying to isolate, yep, trying to play the isolation game. Here it comes.
Here comes the screen on Kriege. Now Stover right side. Shelby there to cut her off. Stover will pick up a dribble, and she'll get it over to Wolf.
Kriege doing a good job on Redmond right here, not getting the basketball. But
so clock's turning here. Tuscola still with a five-point lead. And Stover snuck in and it batted away by Shelby Glantz. Redmond will get her own rebound and put it in. And it almost worked for the Mountaineers.
Yep.
Now a three-point lead.
Now they're doing the same thing. They're just not letting Shelby Glantz catch the basketball. So Tuscola just needs to take this and drive it to the basket.
And Sierra Jackson will. Runner, good.
That's what you got to do.
Rattled around a bit, but went in. 36-31. And
so they're going to deny Shelby Glantz the basketball. They're not going to be help side.
So Kriege and Jackson will have to step it up, and even Gracie.
I think you got Messer sitting here ready to come in at the next dead ball.
So Irwin now, once again, patiently waiting. Redmond will go around behind her back, pick up a dribble, and we got a timeout.
Carpenter's seen enough, called timeout, get Messer back in.
We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
And we're back to the fourth quarter, and Mike tried to carry on a conversation with official Rick Harris down there on the floor as Irwin took a timeout. And I believe that's their third. So 36-31 now, 5:33 to go, fourth quarter.
Got to get a couple stops right here, play good defense.
Messer with it now, back in the game. Gracie works off of her, and a little pass over to Redmond kind of floats, but Craigie not able to get it. So Irwin content to spread this thing out and work as they have to isolate and get it to the basket. Messer with it now, going to get past, and she'll drive past Glantz. And of all the fouls we've seen tonight, that one may be the lamest one yet.
Shelby had an opportunity to bail her sister out, step right in there and take that charge because she was going to the basket. You know she's going to go left hand and she sort of turned sideways, but
and Gracie will pick up her fourth.
She's not in foul trouble. That would have been a good opportunity for her to try to take that charge.
Messer misses the free throw. Second free throw up, no good, and Jackson tries to get a rebound. Redmond cuts in front of her, so Irwin will keep the basketball. And Mike, do you try to go out and trap and
I would let her sit out there. I'd let her sit out there. She's not hurting, and I'd play good help side. I mean, if you got good help side and she drives to the basket, step in front of her, take charges, make it real difficult. No one else has really picked up the scoring, so you don't want to go out and get her because she can dribble the basketball and dish to Messer. So I would I'd do what Coach Gardner's doing. She's doing a good job.
Well, Redmond tried to drive in and lost it. Jackson, good.
Bam. Bam. Yes, that's a good shot right there.
39-31. Back to an 8-point lead, 4:34 here in the fourth quarter.
Courtney Crees doing an excellent job. Excellent job, Garden Redmond.
Coach Carpenter out on the floor. Redmond now going to drive the lane and a foul.
See, Shelby's not in foul trouble. Shelby's got, she can step out there and challenge that instead of turning sideways and giving that up. She needs to, and in my humble opinion, she needs to come out and play a little bit harder on it on the defensive side.
Man.
Yes.
Well, that's only her second. Redmond free throw bounces around and in.
And if you're going to foul, you might as well make it in good fouls.
Don't let them score. Second one up, and hits the front and in. And Coach Carpenter going to take another timeout, and I don't know, by my record, that's four.
I mean, if you make it difficult, if she drives the lane and them fouls are hard, you think twice about coming in there. Start thinking you're going to get contact. So that changes your perspective. But
yourself.
If you come in and it's easy, you know, and I think that players will be players, and she's doing a real good job. But Tuscola, 6 points up. They just got to keep being aggressive on the offensive end, and they're ahead. That's where we want to be.
4:22 to go. Tuscola is leading, 39-33. And while we're in this timeout, of course, this is the conference championship game of the Western Mountain Athletic Conference Tournament. Boys action coming after this will be T.C. Robertson and North Buncombe, the 1-2 seeds. Tuscola boys defeated
I love this, Charles. I get to check it. Not T.C. Robertson. We're going to go with A.C. Reynolds here. I love when sometimes you don't make many mistakes.
C's. Reynolds. C's and R's.
Absolutely.
C's and
R's. I do that all the time.
Anyway, Reynolds and North Buncombe. And, of course, Tuscola losing to Reynolds yesterday. So they'll be at home awaiting their draw in the state tournament.
See, I'd come down here. I'd try to find out where Messer is, who's Messer's guarding. Messer's guarding. He's got her on Mariah Husky, and I'd isolate. Not Mariah Husky drives the ball to the basket. So they take that thing to the basket one time.
And a hand, basically a handoff up top, and then tries to hit Gracie Glantz, and that was a pass too far.
Yes. Good idea, good play. Just wasn't ready for that bounce pass.
So 39-33 still. Irwin going to bring it up. 4:05 clock running. Gracie out there. Still hustling on defense with four fouls. Husky with it. They've got Husky on Messer now. She'll hit a cutting Redmond drive. Shot no good. Rebound Shelby Glantz. And Mike, do you kind of play the same game? And
I'd go right back to Husky on Messer. And I'd give the ball to Husky and let it drive. Messer's not guarding anyone.
And that's this up top losing the basketball. And that's got to be a walk, but nope. Ball's loose. Messer with it now. She'll throw it off of Redmond's foot. I'm sorry, that's Meade. This exchange up top has got to stop, or I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, that's what I think they need to do, Charles. I'd try. You know, it's easy to say sitting up here. It's easy to say down there. It's hard to execute. But I'd get the ball right to Gracie Glantz now.
Because they're trying to deny that up top pass. And Coach Gardner going to take a timeout here.
Saw it. And Coach Carpenter's doing a good job. He's putting Messer right underneath the basket. So anybody that messes Garden is going to be open because she's sitting down there. He doesn't want her to get her fifth foul. So you could run anything around here. You could run a couple minutes off the clock right now up double possessions because she's not guarding anybody.
Correct.
So, and I think that's what Coach Gardner saw. And I think she's telling them, because I'm a good lip reader, telling her right now that, hey, Messer's not guarding anybody. And let's take advantage of that.
Of course, conversely, the problem is Irwin putting all the pressure up here as they cross midcourt, and
right. That's
where Tuscola's had a problem handling the basketball.
Because they're quick. Irwin's got some quick. Coach Carpenter does a good job. They don't reach. And in that handoff, what you're doing is you're bringing two people to the basketball, which creates a pile, as opposed to just drive by your person, and whoever is Messer's guarding is going to be
go
wide
out.
Open.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got 3:18 now as we come back. And
that's it. Oh.
Nope. Collision. Messer and Glantz. No call. Glantz stays up. Messer hits the ground. Redmond layup. And Messer's hurt. She's sucking it up. She's grimacing, though. She took a lick when she hit Gracie Glantz. No foul call, of course.
There's that handoff again.
There's the handoff. Jackson could have been loose, but the ball was kind of looped over. Shelby Glantz shot. Not there. Robinson going to rebound. She'll go up against Allie Jones. Put it up, and she's fouled.
And that's a good one. It could have been faith over the back, but we're here. But as you see, whoever messes guarding, Gracie Glantz sitting in the corner. So this is going to be a real good, exciting 2 minutes and 48 seconds right here, Charles.
So 39-35, Faith Robinson will go to the line. Her shot, no good. And Messer got the worst of that collision.
Yeah, yeah. And it could have been a foul.
With Gracie Glantz.
And that's almost like a 50-50 ball. So it's
ball in and rolls around and finally goes in. So that'll make it 40-35. So back to a two-possession ball game. And screen set by Messer on Craig. He gave it over to Redmond. Messer with it now. Going to drive on Gracie Glantz. Kick it out. Allie Jones. Good. 40-38. And we hit 2.5 to go. Shelby now going to work off a screen set by Gracie. Redmond on the floor, reach it. No, that's Meade. I'm sorry.
Meade's on the floor whacking.
Meade fouls while seated.
From the floor, yes.
And that should put Tuscola into 1-1.
Yeah, now it's just going to have to make some foul shots. And this is what determines this basketball game because it's going to be close. And who knocks
Jackson
down their foul shots?
Jackson with a little strut and a smile. She's feeling good about it. I'm not so sure yet. First free throw is good. 41-37. So once again back to a two-possession ball game. Second one hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Messer. Need to be careful here. She'll go by Gracie Glantz. Bring it up herself. Gracie on her. So it's 4 fouls on 4 there. Meade with it now. She'll kick it. Messer will bounce pass to Redmond. Craigie shuts her off. Turnaround jumper not there. And Shelby crashes the boards. She's tied up. No call. Ball on the floor. Redmond gets it. Allie Jones will get it. Kick it out. Messer going to drive on Faith Robinson. Got to be careful. Puts a hand on her. Redmond rebounds. And finally, somebody scores.
Two players from Tuscola got hurt. I mean, we're down right there in that. They played 5-3.
Gracie Glantz upset. Not going to come out. She's going to stay in. Shelby has a chat with her as they go up the sideline, and Gracie's going to stay in. I think Gracie's upset. And that might, well, could go either way. That might just be enough to make her mad enough to get that fifth one. Or she might just take over here.
Yep, now as you see, she's wide open in the corner. Messer's not going to guard her. She's going to stay underneath the basket.
Glantz and Messer both with 4. Jackson now going to bring it up. It's 41-39. Jackson kicks it out. Gracie Glantz one step inside. Off the rim, not there. Rebound Messer. Robinson Gives a little effort. Messer going to bring it up right side. Swing it around. Now Wolf over Allie Jones. Corner shot. Not there. Rebound Frisbee. Robinson going to come out on her. Tipped away by Messer. Going to put it up. And good. Score is tied. 1:17 to go. And we're tied all at 41. And now Tuscola will take a timeout.
Just tough luck right there for Tuscola. Just got to play through it. Got to play through it.
Well, Mike, tell us about our sponsor.
Yeah, Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, and Fat Buddies and Haywood Ace Hardware.
Well, we got 1:11 to go, tied up at 41.
If you never would have mentioned that extra period that we didn't want to play in, you know.
I did not really mention it. I just said at least one.
So it's going to come down to who executes coming down and makes the foul shots. It's
Tuscola was with a foul to give.
Because I can guarantee it that this officiating crew, as good as they are, they're not going to call a Selly foul. It's going to have to be a good one for them to call it.
So we come back out on the floor. That'll be Tuscola's second timeout. And by my records, Irwin has taken four. So Jackson now will bring it across. Screen set by Gracie Glantz. Going to drive right side, go baseline shot. And she's fouled. Foul on Frisbee. And her third. And
I just got to knock down your foul shots.
So Jackson shooting, only person down there on the free throw line is Shelby Glantz. Everybody else is pulled back. Jackson's first free throw is good. And looking like going to get Meade in now for Frisbee. So a little more offense. Ball handling. So it will be offense, defense, possession.
Good job.
Substitution now. Second shot is good. It's 43-41. Tuscola with the lead as we hit a minute to go. Redmond now working on Courtney Craigie. Shot up and good. We're tied. 43 all. Mike, you hold it here?
No, you play.
Okay. Jackson with it. Working left side.
But you take a good shot. You don't force anything.
Screen by Glantz. Now to Craigie. Craigie working it around.
Now this is when I might get a timeout and get what I want, set something up since you run the clock down.
Glantz got a little bit of an up, steps in, jumper, going to be short. Robinson saves it to Grayson. Ball's going to be out of bounds.
See how Coach Carpenter is going to call his last timeout, set something up. I might have let that thing go and then called a timeout and actually got what I wanted, but you can't. Shelby Glantz was shooting the ball well all year. That's a good shot for her. It just didn't fall. So ain't nothing wrong with what happened right there.
So we're tied. 21.2 seconds to go. Scores 43 all. That should be Irwin's last timeout.
Now, the thing you got to be talking about right now with 21, depending on when they score, do you get a timeout or do you
push
get
it
the
on
ball
up.
In and push it on down? That's something that you should be talking about right now in the huddle is what you're going to do in defense, because they're probably going to come out and they're either going to isolate Redmond or isolate Messer right there, run the clock down and go to the basket. So you get to figure out how you want to play this right here. Run at it, get the ball out of one of their hands, and we'll see what they do. But I'm sure that's what's going to happen with Coach Carpenter. And I would almost say that they're going to get it. Redmond's going to come out and get it. And Redmond's going to go to the basket. And someone can step in and take a charge, because you know she's going to the left-hand side and going all the way to the basket.
So it would conceivably benefit Tuscola if Irwin tried to go ahead and score early.
Yeah.
And give us time to come back down.
And this is a good job by Tuscola, applying pressure to speed that up. Good job by Coach Gardner.
Ball inbound now to Wolf. She'll bring it up right side. Robinson on her.
And not letting Redmond have it.
Messer with it. Now she'll dish it off to Redmond up top as we hit 12 to go. Clock running. And at 8, Redmond looks at the clock. Now she's going to drive. And tries to draw the foul, and the basket is good, and Tuscola can't get a timeout.
It's over.
Irwin will win 45-43 with about 0.2 seconds, and not enough time to get a timeout. Robinson tried to draw the charge. She hit the ground, but no call, and in a game like this, probably not going to get it. So Tuscola will lose 45-43 to the Irwin Warriors here in the Western Mountain Athletic Conference Championship. We'll be back right after this.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services supports our community. Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services is family owned and operated in Central Haywood County. Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services provides full services. For affordable personal care, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 828-565-3024. Our family serving your family. Located at 3264 Broad Street in Clyde.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back to Irwin High School, where Tuscola has lost a heartbreaker here in the conference tournament championship game to Irwin, 45-43. Irwin had the last possession with the score tied and just drove it in.
They did just what we said they're probably going to do. They're going to isolate Redmond. Redmond went to the basket hard. Faith Robinson did everything she possibly could and could have drawn a charge or could have went either way, but they chose not to call a charge. The basket went in and Irwin won, but it was a great game by Tuscola. Did everything right, and it just didn't work out for them tonight.
Well, our Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game Award will be Sierra Jackson, the award for outstanding effort by a Mountaineer player. Stop by Haywood Ace and see Steve and his friendly staff west of the Lake Junaluska stoplight on Delwood Road for all your winter needs. Ace Hardware, the helpful place. And, of course, Sierra had, 16 points tonight. And
yeah,
just Tuscola kind of got off to a cold start, as has been kind of apropos here lately, but heated up, but Irwin able to pull it out here in the end. We'll take one more break, and we'll be back right after this.
Banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experienced lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Want a fun, reliable, and great-performing off-road dirt bike at a great price? See the 2017 Yamaha TTRs at Waynesville Cycle Center. With four great models, there's a Yamaha TTR perfect for everyone. From the powerful TTR 230 to the kid-friendly TTR 50, ideal for learning and playing. All feature push-button electric start, YZ styling, and reliable four-stroke engines. Visit Waynesville Cycle Center today. Waynesville Cycle Center, Western North Carolina's Yamaha Superstore. $18,999, Great Smoky Mountain Expressway.
Dress properly for your ride with a helmet, eye protection, long sleeves, long pants, gloves, and boots. Do not drink and ride. It's illegal and dangerous.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
We'll wrap it up here at Irwin High School, where Tuscola lost tonight to the Irwin Warriors 45-43 on a last second shot by Redmond. So that'll wrap it up for the tournament. Irwin will be the conference champion following this game. North Buncombe and AC Reynolds for the boys championship. Of course, do not know where, who, where, or when we'll be playing on Tuesday, but hope to have a home game at least for the girls on Tuesday night, possibly the boys. Stay tuned to WPTLradio.net or WPTL 920 AM and also on now 101.7 FM, as they're still testing that frequency, but eventually WPTL will be up and running on that on FM also. We'll have information on those outlets on when and where Tuscola boys and girls basketball will be playing next. Sierra Jackson was our Haywood Ace Hardware player of the game, and of course participating in some post-game award ceremony, so we're not able to get Sierra up here tonight, so that'll close it out for us. Mike, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, it's an excellent ball game. Tuscola did everything they could, just some bad luck down at the end. Had a great game plan. Got the shot we wanted to miss it. They got the shot they wanted and made it. So now it's play ready for the third season. Keep your heads up and go get them in the state playoffs. That's what counts.
Well, we'll see y'all sometime, hopefully, next week on Tuesday. So just stay tuned to WPTL Radio, and they'll keep you updated on all the Tuscola basketball information. For Mike Matthews, I'm Charles Allison. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. We'll talk to you next week. Good night.